Hey guys, Mubarak here. If you're at all interested in crypto trading, investing, and figuring out what are the best altcoins to invest in now, check out altcoinresearch.com. We just launched our new course that goes through the A to Z, regardless of your background or experience. And I know you guys are going to love it, so go check it out.
Hey guys, Mubarak here of Impenny Stock. Hope you're doing well. In this episode, I want to talk to you guys about Tron, TRX, and why I believe it's going to go up to a dollar and more, and just how it stands. All right, I'm going to be doing a series of these videos where I dive a little bit into altcoins, but really talk about more of some of the technical stuff, the fundamentals, and just overall how to understand cryptocurrency as a whole, because there are so many different projects out there, and there's a strategy, there's a method to the madness that comes out with trading. All right, and if you want to get into the proper investments. Again, this is not investment advice. It's purely educational. I'm not a financial advisor. Disclaimer, blah, blah, blah. But really, there is a strategy to this all. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to really make life-changing amount of money. And just by leveraging the technology that we have, using basic exchanges, because right now, this is the most, universal adoption of cryptocurrency going on. This is not just the United States or Canada or like a single country phenomenon. This is an international currency with the most amount of people ever available. So the reason I'm so interested is because I just think about, what would my kids say if I didn't take advantage of this opportunity? When you hear about like land in New York City, being super cheap, 50 years ago or a few generations ago, or people who are now, set for life because their parents or their grandparents made the right investment decision, you can be in that position. And even for yourself, like this is not something that, again, it's hard sometimes to think about, all right, I don't really care about what's going on in the next generation. How do I kind of set myself up for success? And you can do that too, by just making sure that you understand some of the fundamentals. So enough of the philosophy inspiration. Let's get into the actual type of trade and understanding what Tron is. So I'm on CoinMarketCap. It's a very good platform to understand all these different cryptocurrencies. And right now, at the time of this video, it's trading at just under 10 cents. Year to date, or really in the past, it's gone all the way up to about 16 cents at one point earlier on in April, when it had a ton of volume. So here you can see the price. At the bottom here, you can see the volume. But it's important to understand that the volume for cryptocurrency as a whole is just going to keep on growing. And the fact that there's $1.2 billion of volume of Tron, TRX, being traded every 24 hours is just an insane concept to think about. And, I want to talk to you about how to understand TRX, how to understand Tron, why it's interesting, and then when it's going to go into a dollar plus, all right? Because it's not going to happen right away, but it can happen sooner than you think. So this is essentially how we're going to figure that out, all right? So right here, what you have is TRX, all right? Tron is a blockchain similar to Ethereum, but it can apparently handle 2,000 transactions per second. All right, so just think about that. That is an insane amount of transactions, because you can see, Bitcoin is the number one cryptocurrency, Ethereum is number two, but this is making a claim that it has about 2,000 transactions per second. And that's just really insane. But if it can truly do that and people start utilizing it properly, you're going to see it shoot up. All right. So, again, what really affects the price of a cryptocurrency is just supply and demand, and really how many people are buying it versus how many people are selling it. And so right now it's going to have a total supply of 100 billion and only 71.6 billion are in circulation, which is pretty good. All right. Because what that means is that they're probably at the point of time of this recording, about 3/4 are in circulation. So the best thing that'll happen is when a cryptocurrency reaches its full limit, all right? That's why the cryptocurrency market right now is not even a fraction of what it's going to be in the future, and why it's such a great thing to hold or be a part of. Because the important thing to realize is that as more currency comes into supply, yes, that'll affect the price. There'll be more people that can hold on to it without having to buy it from other people and without having to have a bidding war that raises the price. But the thing that's really different and the special thing is that once the Tron total supply is fully in circulation and no new ones are going to be printed or created, because that's the first establishment of, you know, the cryptocurrency, that's when it's going to break a dollar. And that's what is so important to kind of notate and realize about this overall. So that's something to always keep an eye out for, is just understand the market circulation of any type of cryptocurrency, because that will truly determine the price of it. And if you want to trade it, if you want to get a good kind of stake in it, then you need to understand that. So understanding a little bit more about what Tron is, let's see what they have to say about it. But really, one of the reasons Tron is probably going to be universally accepted and kind of raise or rise in price is because it allows for a lot of DApps, which are decentralized applications, to be built onto its platform. So that makes it very useful as a cryptocurrency, because a lot of developers and a lot of big companies are going into this space on a daily basis. I mean, I just read some news that KKR, massive, you know, multi-billion dollar hedge fund, is getting into cryptocurrency as well. And that's pretty crazy to think about, that those types of companies are now getting involved, because traditionally they used to stick with the banks and they used to be kind of the, you know, the investors and the demographic of people that you could argue that cryptocurrency was created for, right? Like, banks had too much control. We didn't like that. We wanted to create a separate decentralized currency, and that's where Tron and crypto and Bitcoin and all that kind of comes about. So the fact that they're now putting their money behind it, those crypto whales are really going to influence the price of it. So it's important to just understand how it works. You know, the key thing is understanding whether it's proof of work, proof of stake. You know, this is proof of stake, which means that it doesn't require mining, so it doesn't kind of burn that energy. But outside of that, looking at the white paper, I mean, at this point, you should know what a white paper is and understand what the roadmap looks like. That really helps you understand where it stands as a project as a whole. And this is a pretty good read, so I'm going to kind of link to it below. But honestly, what I believe is that if you're able to then identify and go into when Tron is going to be fully in circulation. And you know what? We can actually dive into the white paper, because the white paper actually has that broken out. It has that information of the 10-year roadmap that's going to be pretty interesting to kind of circulate. So let's kind of take a look into understanding that, and apologize for my slow loading. But it's important to understand that Tron is set up in this fashion, where it's used as a very important part of any type of decentralized and decentralized application. So any investment, as kind of these platforms grow, I do believe is going to be behind these type of Tron tokens. And you can already see it if you've ever seen a token with TRC20, TRC10, you know, NFTs, for example, you might see some of them with it. So definitely just keep an eye out for that. But yeah, I hope that helps. I do want to, we'll look into this into kind of the part two of this all, but I do want to just notate one last part from a technical standpoint. For any of these cryptocurrencies, right? A lot of times people want to figure out whether or not it has the ability to actually rise and shoot up. And if it's ever been there in the past, it has, especially in the crypto market world, understand that that, you know, when you're ranking or giving scoring points or mentally deciding upon whether or not a cryptocurrency is worth it, if it's been at a certain high point in the past, you can definitely believe that, as long as there's nothing bad with the management team. And it's always important to kind of look at what caused the decline anyway. This was just the normal crypto bull run and decline that happened around this time period. So it's important to understand the macro, meaning the full cryptocurrency scope events, as well as the specific cryptocurrency itself. So you want to go into the news sector and understand what's going on and why it's at a certain point or why it crashed in the past. But the fact that there's constant news and partnerships and activity going on will just, you know, validate that Tron being ranked 27 right now out of over 12,200 different cryptocurrencies in the world. Every day there's just going to be more and more money poured into it, and it's just going to keep on rising. So that's my thoughts on Tron. Hope that helps. If you guys have any questions or want me to do any analysis on any specific cryptocurrencies, you can leave a comment below or feel free to reach out to me at admin, that's admin, @inpennystock.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Take care.